أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you might remember, in our previous session, I touched a number of objections that were raised against prescriptivism. Prescriptivism, a popular school of thought in the West, is of the view that a moral statement is a universal statement. Unless a moral statement is not universal, it cannot be termed as moral. This suggested certain mechanism for reaching universality. This said, if you adhere to consistency rules, then you will reach the stage of universality. As far as the consistency rules are concerned, I gave the details in my previous speech. There are two rules. Rule number one tells you to be always in touch with the norms and the things that you are directly or indirectly entangled with. There are two rules. These rules must be kept in mind. The first rule tells you, keeps your moral beliefs in harmony with your practices. The first rule tells you, be always in a way that you respect moral principles. So these rules are very much important. And these rules must be taken into account. And I also raised certain objections against these rules. The objections I raised were many. One was that this school of thought is based on logical positivism. And since logical positivism is not reliable, therefore this school of thought is also not reliable. The second objection was that this school of thought is in a position with your common sense. You cannot ignore your common sense, and therefore you cannot accept this school of thought. The third objection was that consistency is not always an important role. Sometimes you need to observe it because it is in harmony with your interests. But there are times when you do need to respect this law. Because if you respect this law, you will not be able to reach your interests. You will not be able to maintain your interests. Since your interests are important, therefore, consistency is not important. In addition to this, we can say that a racist may say that it is not always necessary to observe this law. And if it is a must to observe this law, then a racist might say that, okay, we observe this law, but we have not broken this law because we believe that we are superior to others. And since we are not of the same kind, with others, therefore we have not broken any laws. We have always abiding, we have been abiding by the law, and we are respecting the laws that are there. So these were the objections we raised in our previous session. And tonight I'm going to touch this school of thought from an Islamic angle. Islam is not in favor of subjectivism, nor is it in favor of prescriptivism. Islam does not actually subscribe to any one of these two schools. Because according to these two schools, I mean subjectivism and prescriptivism, according to these two schools, we must believe that moral statements do not state facts. It state your feelings. Moral statements state your feelings. They do not state any facts, any realities. But Islam does not agree with this suggestion, because Islam believes that moral statements have and are related to certain facts. You cannot detach moral principles from facts. They are linked with facts in one way or the other. And based on this thinking, Muslim scholars of the view that if a mujtahid makes an ijtihad, makes a scientific attempt, it is either he will reach the fact, either he will discover the fact or not. If he discovers the fact, then he will be rewarded by God twice. Once because he has made an attempt, and second because he has found the fact. But if he is wrong, if he could not discover the fact, then again Muslim scholars believe he will be given a reward by God, because he has made the attempt, and he has made the struggle, and he has made the endeavor. And because of that, God the Almighty will reward him. God will give him a nice reward. And this is because there is a reality behind each and every principle. In jurisprudence, we are actually in touch with different statements. And these statements take the form of moral statements, because the jurists tell you what to do and what not to do. You ought to do this and you ought not to do this. These are the form and the shape of moral statements. And these moral statements, or these juristic statements that are in the shape of moral statements, they are, according to Muslim scholars, echo certain realities. They state certain facts, and we are in touch with those facts, and we are related to those facts. So Muslim scholars are of the view that moral principles are not like what the subjectivists describe. Moral statements are not like what the prescriptivists describe. Moral statements actually state certain realities, though the realities that are stated by moral principles are different from the realities stated by scientific statements and by empirical statements. But anyhow, Muslim scholars of the view that moral principles are not devoid of facts. But despite this, Muslim scholars of the view that consistency is very important. The element of consistency that is emphasized upon by the prescriptivist is a very important element according to the Islamic thinking. Why is it important? Why is it important to be logically consistent? Why Islam gives importance to it? First of all, let's see the viewpoint of Islam in this regard. According to Islamic documents, It is very much important to observe consistency rules. And if you break the consistency rules, and if your practice is not in harmony with your words, you have not come up with the expectation of Islamic thinking. Let us now study the evidence and the documents that are available and that are supporting our point of view. Look at this verse. I have chosen a verse from the Holy Quran. This verse can tell us how important it is to be logically consistent, how important it is to abide by this law. And if you do not abide by this law, it will be very much dangerous for you in one way or the other. This is the Holy Quran that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O believers, O you who believe, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say what you do not practice? Say what you practice. Express what you practice. And do not say what you do not practice. In other words, there will be a harmony between your words and your practices. Your practices must be in harmony with your words. If your words follow some directions and your practices follow other directions, then there will be no harmony between your words and your practices. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is very hateful before God. It is very detested. It is very disliked before God to say what you do not practice. So look, this verse is very much emphatic about the observation of the principle of consistency. Then always keep in mind to be logically consistent. Never tell anything which you do not practice and which you do not accept in the heart of your heart. Always say things in which you believe. Always say things which you practice daily, monthly, and yearly. So this is one of the words that is very much important in this connection. There is another verse, and I'm also going to quote that verse that is very much important. It tells you, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Would you order people, order others to do good deeds while you forget to do good deeds yourselves? This is very bad. You order others to do good deeds, but as far as you yourself are concerned, you forget about doing good deeds. So it is very bad. If doing good deeds is a good thing, then why shouldn't you do it? You should be the first to do good deeds. Then you should preach others. Then you should tell others to do good deeds. And there is a tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. According to this narration, the Holy Prophet once, when asked about eating dead, he did not say anything, if I remember the story pretty well. But on the other day, or next day, when he was asked about the same thing, then he gave an answer. When he was asked why he did not give the answer the day before, he said, because on that day I had eaten dead, and therefore I did not talk about it. And today I did not eat dead, and therefore I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to forbid about it, about eating it. So anyhow, this is also very much important, to say what you practice. When you smoke yourself, when you are used to smoking, then you cannot forbid others from smoking. When you are used to drinking, then you cannot actually tell others not to drink. First of all, behave yourself. First of all, correct your behavior. Once your behavior is correct, once your behavior is up to the mark, then you can comment about others' behaviors. Then you can tell others to correct their behaviors. So this is a very important principle from the viewpoint of Islam. And there is a narration from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that tells the same thing. The narration says, كُونُوا دُعَاتَ النَّاسِ بِغَيْرِ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. Preach Islam, but not through your tongue. It is good to preach Islam. It is good to disseminate the teachings of Islam, but not through your words, but through your practices. Rely on your practices and propagate Islam through your practices. If you are a good doer, if you are an honest person, if you keep your promises, if you do not tell a lie, and if you are, on the whole, a good person, then this is a very good preaching of Islam. You are actually knowingly or unknowingly preaching Islam. But if you are, God forbids, a bad person, if you always tell a lie, if you always break your promises, if you always break your commitments, if you are not committed to your family, and if you are not an honest person, then you cannot preach Islam. And you are always preaching against Islam. Though verbally you may preach for Islam, in favor of Islam, but practically you are preaching against Islam. So from this we can understand that it is very much important to observe the principle of harmony or the principle of consistency. And we must always try our level best to create a harmony between our words on the one hand and in our practices on the other. So these quotations, these narrations, these documents tell us that Islam is very much concerned, and it gives importance about observing the principle of consistency. And Islam directly tells us to observe this law. But there are also documents in Islamic texts that Islam tells us that be honest. To be honest is also in line with observing the principle of consistency. Because if you are honest, then there will be a harmony between words and your practices. And there is a direct link between your words and your practices if you are an honest person. And there are many traditions, many narrations, and many verses that are about honesty and that are about truthfulness. Be always truthful. Be always honest. And I'm going to narrate just one verse that is all a very lengthy and a very long verse, but of course it is a very important and useful verse. The verse says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, those men and women who are Muslim, or you can say the Muslim men and the Muslim women, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and the believing men and believing women, وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, the obedient men and the obedient women, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, the truthful men and the truthful women, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ, and the patient and forbearing men and forbearing women, والخاشعين والخاشعات, the humble men and the humble women, والمتصدقين والمتصدقات, in the almsgiving women, in the almsgiving men, والصائمين والصائمات, in the fasting men, in fasting women, والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات, in the chaste women, in chaste men, والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات, in those men and women who remember God. These are the people who, about whom God says, God has promised forgiveness and great reward for these people. You see, I counted many groups. In one of the groups which I counted was those who are truthful. The truthful people are among the people about whom God says, we have promised, God says, we have prepared for them forgiveness, and we have prepared for them great reward. So you see that truthfulness is very important. It is one of the examples, it is one of the many examples that are found in the Holy Quran, and it tells us how important it is to be truthful. Of course, to be truthful can be manifested in many ways. You can be truthful in your words. You can be truthful in your practices. Islam is very much particular about truthful in any aspect of your life. When you speak the truth. Be truthful while speaking. When you practice, your practice must also be based on truthfulness. You must not think that truthfulness only something verbal. If you verbally observe truthfulness, that then everything will be okay. No, it is one of the things that you must observe. But you are also required to observe this principle practically. Your actions, your deed, your behaviors must be truthful. You must deal with others truthfully. You must be honest. You must do your duties fully and completely. And you must leave no stone unturned in order to be an honest person in your dealings with others, in your behaviors, in your day-to-day life. So this is one of the ways that Islam tells us that it is important to be consistent. It also talks about those who do not observe this principle. According to Islamic documents, those who do not observe the principle of consistency, they are termed as hypocrites or munafiq from the Islamic point of view. And from the Islamic point of view, these people are very bad people, and God has promised to put them into hell. And this is because they are very bad people. There is a verse that says that وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. You see, this verse is very much clear and very much obvious about the punishment of those who are not honest, about those who are not truthful. According to the Holy Quran, they are hypocrites. These hypocrite people will enter the fires of hell, and they will be punished, and they will be tormented by God, and they will receive punishment from God. Why? Because they have not observed the principle of honesty, and because they have not paid attention to honesty. So these are the second type of documents in the Islamic text that tell us about the importance of consistency and about the importance of observing actually truthfulness and honesty. But of course, if you refer to Islamic text, you will find yet another type of documents, another type of evidence that tell you to be very much consistent in your life. The traditions and the verses that are about observing the principle of justice are also related to observing consistency. Because the documents that emphasize on the observation of justice directly or indirectly tells you to be always just. How can you be just? You are just from the Islamic view when you abide by laws and when you put into practice the laws. And the laws must be the same for each and every person. You must not say that since you are an important person, therefore you should not be equally judged in accordance with the law. And the law is only for the poor class. And the law is only for those who are not well off. The law is not for those who are wealthy. The law is not for those who are rich. Don't think as such. If you think as such, you will be termed as unjust, and your act will be termed as injustice. How can you be just? How can you follow the principle of justice? You can follow the principle of justice when you are like Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Look at Imam Ali, how much he observes the principle of justice. He is in favor of justice, and he preaches justice through his words and through his life and through his deeds. There is no single example in his life that shows weakness in his life. Once he was actually making a calculation, and there was a candle, and he was using the candle to do the calculation, and all of a sudden his brother enters the room or the hall in which he was sitting. When his brother entered the hall, Imam Ali put off the light. His brother became very much surprised and asked, "Why did you put off the light?" Imam Ali, in response, said, "Because before I was making the calculation, and it was related to the public, and it was related to the people, and therefore I was supposed to make use of the commonwealth, I was supposed to make use of the public treasury. But now since I have entered with you in a friendly talk, and it is a private matter, not related to the public, therefore I must put off the light, and I must not make use of the light that is actually related to the public treasury." So look, this is a very much important principle. If you observe justice, if you follow just rules, you will be necessarily led to consistency. You will not consider a particular privilege for yourself. You will consider all people alike. Every people will be equal to you, and every people will be equal before the law, and everyone will be equal before the principles of law. No one will be privileged, and no one will be given the privilege. So this is very much important. To summarize, I should say that there are points, and there are certain traditions and quotations in Islamic texts and Islamic sources that tell us that the principle of consistency is very much important. Some of these quotations are related directly to observing the principle of consistency. Other documents are related to the observation of honesty. And the third part of the documents are related to the principle of observing justice. If you observe all these principles, out will come the observation of the principle of harmony and the principle of consistency. And therefore, we can say that consistency is very much important, and Islam gives importance to the principle of consistency, even though Islam has not subscribed to subjectivism, nor has it subscribed to the prescriptivism. Thank you very much.